Let's get to your money now with co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners, Greg Balanos. Greg, good morning. And I know you are not certain because there's a lot of market uncertainty still, but let's try to get to some advice for people. And first question for you, you guys have been watching the bond market very closely. Explain why that's so important.
Well, I think everybody on Wall Street's been paying attention to the bond market because what changed after that Rose Garden speech, which occurred last Wednesday, is you started to see all these Treasury yields increase, meaning the amount of interest we as a country pay to borrow money is increasing. What does that do? That ends up increasing mortgage rates, increasing the cost to borrow, and it's a little goofy because, Bob, you've been in the markets a long time talking about things on your show. Usually when stocks go down, bond yields go down as well because bond prices go up. So this meant that there's something beneath the surface that didn't feel right. So the bond market is the smart money. We needed to pay attention to what was happening.
Who knows how it'll all end today as far as the stock market, but speaking broadly, Craig, do you think the rally that we saw yesterday is sustainable?
Well, I think the rally we saw yesterday was justified based on the news in the same way the declines that ensued on Thursday and Friday last week were justified after the Rose Garden. So I think for anyone who's investing, whether it's the near term or the long term, I'm not sure if people are worried about where the market goes today. I think people are more worried about where's the market going for the rest of the year.
Yeah, as you have pointed out, during various financial crises over the years, the market has enjoyed some of the best days ever. So do you call this a relief rally? Whatever it's called, it's not uncommon, is it?
No, it's not uncommon at all. Anytime we get to the point that there is indiscriminate selling, some people call it throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Other people call it capitulation. Whatever label anyone wants to put on it is fine, but it's normal to have these massive, gigantic snapback rallies. I think what it means for investors is strategy. I think everything that's occurred this year means there's no time for bravery, but instead it's a time to have personal responsibility and reassess what one's portfolio should look like based on how someone feels today and what their risk budget is called for in their financial plan. Now is the time for a professional pause and a reassessment.
How possible now would you say a recession is?
Well, people have been noticing or commenting, I've even said it too, that it was possible we could have had a recession in 22, possible in 23, possible in 24. But the word I was using was possible, not probable. Now, with everything that's happened with Trump, tariffs, trade, the global macro picture, we have to acknowledge that the recession risks have increased to the point that it's honestly just about 50-50 this year, because the tariffs that do remain, even though things are on pause, are going to take about 1.5% off of GDP, in my estimation, that's gross domestic product, and that puts us to a spot of neutrality. Not shrinkage yet, but not expansion. We're just kind of muddling along. And it's for that reason I think investors need to take stock of what they own.
We always hear about the markets not liking uncertainty, and it doesn't seem like uncertainty is going to go away anytime soon, does it?
Well, you know what? No, uncertainty can't go away when you have a process that's playing out. And the process is playing out so incredibly publicly. It's not playing out behind the scenes. And I think Wall Street still wants to know, well, this isn't a criticism, it's just a, you know, observation. I think Wall Street still wants to know, what's the end game? Is it about global tariff reduction, meaning other countries lowering the tariffs on the United States? Is it about boosting income to help lower the national debt and get budgets passed? Is it about pushing the cost of borrowing potentially lower? That goes back to the bond market and interest rates. But none of us know what the full end game is yet, and we're only going to see that as the process gets revealed. That process is going to be revealed not in days, but weeks and months. And it's once we get to that point, we'll have better clarity and things will settle down, because there'll be less uncertainty once we know final policies and where they stand.
Craig, what's your best advice for someone who is close to or maybe at retirement right now?
If you are on the cusp of or already retired, let's do this. Let's reassess today. Let's reassess what's important about money to us. And part of getting retired and staying retired, Bob, we've talked about this before, is making sure people have enough cash. That's in the form of maybe treasury bills, high yield money market, short-term bonds. Make sure people have enough bonds and cash to get through at least 3 years of living expenses. If you have that in your portfolio, you can sleep at night because you know that you're never going to have to sell stocks when they're down to cover your spend. But if you don't have a cash flow reserve strategy with enough money in it to cover enough months or a couple years, then use these market bounces, these rallies, to add to it, and then this too shall pass.
Sometimes you can look at your 401k, sometimes you can't. You get whiplash in the meantime. Appreciate the advice, a veteran financial advisor and analyst over there at VestGen Wealth Partners, Craig Bolanos. Appreciate it, Craig.
Great to be with you, Bob.
Thank you.